Antigua and Barbuda Real Estate Headlines. Antigua and Barbuda, Savills Research on Commercial, Residential, and Rural Property Analysis. The source is a Savills Research item focused on Antigua and Barbuda that outlines Savills advisory and analysis services for commercial, residential, and rural property research. This gives AG real estate professionals a signal of where to find structured market research support across major property segments in our market. Use this as a starting source for AG property trend research and review the methodology details before applying insights to client advisory work. Antigua and Barbuda Real Estate Headlines. Intel, Antigua and Barbuda Real Estate Investment. This source is an overview from Henley Global of premium real estate opportunities in Antigua and Barbuda through its citizenship investment pathway. For AG real estate professionals, it identifies a property-based investment route that can be shared with clients seeking destination opportunities. Review the listed options at the provided link before advising clients on Antigua and Barbuda real estate pathways. Antigua and Barbuda real estate headlines. Antigua and Barbuda development permit required for all AG land development. A notice in Antigua and Barbuda says no land development can start without a valid development permit issued under law, even if other approvals are already in place, including for house construction, land subdivision, and commercial development. For AG real estate professionals, every land project needs permit verification first, or development risks legal noncompliance and delays. Verify permit status early for any AG land project and condition progress on possession of a valid development permit. Antigua and Barbuda Real Estate Headlines. Compete Caribbean in AG supports local business competitiveness. Compete Caribbean supports Antigua and Barbuda through tailored projects that help local businesses increase productivity, adopt innovative practices, and improve competitiveness, with emphasis on sectors such as tourism and technology. For AG real estate professionals, stronger local business competitiveness in tourism and technology can affect demand, tenant quality, and long-term property activity. Use this update to factor sector competitiveness support in AG into your client advisories and development planning for tourism and technology-related properties. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some AG jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption right states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. 1, tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2, opportunity cost of the down payment. 3, the fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns.